Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We have the new logo up, and I'm really happy because Seth Elkin and John Martin are here from the Maryland. How does the new logo look here? This is the new 25 year. I mean, inspired by these, right? You see this 50th anniversary, 50 years of the Maryland Lottery. Now, right next to 25 years of WNST and Baltimore Positive. We're at Mako. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Window Nation and our friends at Raskin Global. We're doing the crab cake tour. They got a lot of crab cakes down here. We're at the Ocean City Convention Center. It is the two-year anniversary of me interviewing Ben Cardin with the crab cakes out in the lobby, and everybody got a little like, well, that's a good idea. Maybe we should have podcasters here. So I've gone from radio station owner, FCC, and I'm now a podcaster as part of Podcast Row here. So John Martin from the Maryland Lottery, Seth Elkin, also from the Maryland Lottery here. This is like a big deal, this Mako thing. I mean, yeah. Mueller would always tell me, elected people would say, they're like, man, you go down there, you meet people, have people on a show. It's bigger than like anybody would know if you don't come, right?
And it seems like it gets bigger every year. And I am not the political animal that a lot of other folks are in our organization as well as in other state agencies. But yeah, this is the place to be seen. If you're going to do it, it's going to happen here. And I've been here probably less than 24 hours and feel like, probably made more contacts in these first 24 hours than I may have had in the last 6 months. So
I texted my wife 20 minutes before you came over, and this is the first segment. So this is our inaugural 25th anniversary logo segment on the show. I'm going to have to try to figure out how to get it on the Zoom when I get home for next week. And I said to my wife, I'm like, I haven't even done any radio, and I feel like it's been wildly successful because I ran into 300 people last night. People are yelling at me about the John Angelos blog, yelling at me about Raven season. How's Lamar going to do? What's like all of this stuff that's going on. This event brings people like you together. And I think to myself, somebody prints the tickets for the lottery. That's a vendor. So they're just all the vendors and the people that are involved in this. But you come with good news. Like this is an official visit for you, like a state visit where you come and you sit before the new governor, all the new electeds, and say, hey, lottery's doing pretty well here. This sports wagering thing's catching on, and numbers that, quite frankly, make your agency look good, but also 50 years into this, this is what this whole thing was designed to do, which was pump money into making our state better, right? I mean, the person that sat in your chair in 1973, that's what they were saying was going to happen, right?
That was the promise, and delivering on the promise, and yeah, first off, I like that, and those folks who are joining us by watching the actual video, Seth and I coordinated our outfits today.
This is our blue and gray.
This is our new look. Seth, how do you think?
I think we got it, and we'll reverse it tomorrow, right?
Right.
I got the blue, you got the gray tomorrow.
Right. Actually, we're going to take the same shirts and just swap them. But that's
it's better to feel good than look good.
I wasn't going to tell anybody that.
No, there's more information than people needed to know.
Every time I come into your office, I say I don't have one of these, and people are like, "Well, you hold
you
tickets up all
one.
The." I still don't have one.
Right.
No, I don't.
All right. Well, you know. We'll look into that. We'll look into that. But
I want an orange one.
We don't have orange.
It's for the Orioles.
Well, okay. Then you need to talk to the Orioles.
All right. Home run riches is over. We're on the Ravens season. I'll take a purple
one. No.
Right.
It's still going.
Yeah.
It's not quite over. But I love the logo. I love the 25th anniversary logo.
Jessica Vallis, Hartford Designs.
Very nice. Very nice. And, yes, we have great news. And part of the reason we're here, Seth works tirelessly in the days leading up to Mako. Is that correct?
That would be accurate, yes.
And making sure that our fiscal year numbers are complete, because it's a great story to tell. And once again, we achieved some great numbers across the board.
It's big numbers. $714.3 million lottery contributions to the state. I got pie charts. I got grants. This is like a real agency, the Maryland Lottery. It really is, right?
It is. It's real stuff. This stuff gets real pretty quick. And last year, we in terms of our contributions to the state total, was over $1.5 billion, nearly $1.6 billion. Obviously, we operate the lottery and very successfully ran the lottery this last year, $714.3 million on that. But then we also regulate, as you're well aware, our casino gaming locations, and we have six of those around the state. And their contribution to the state or ours on their behalf was $848 million. And of course, all the fun we've been having recently has been on our sports wagering side. And last year, we came in at 25.3, add in another 1.2 more or less on the daily fantasy sports, and you add all that up, and it's nearly $1.6 billion. We're very proud, and Seth is going to fact check me on this, that we may be the largest agency outside of the tax people, outside of income tax, property tax, sales tax. You move all to one side, we are probably the largest grossing, producing revenue generator for the state.
Yep, I think that's true.
That's an amazing thing, right? I mean, it speaks to people loving to play games, wanting to win, right? I mean, and this sports wagering number you have, for our purposes, it's sort of a paltry number at $25 million from where it's going to be, but it was zero the last 100 years, and we would always talk about gambling being on the up and up and whatnot. This is the beginning of what will be a windfall for the state when people gamble on sports, which is never really, wasn't even considered, I promise you, in the first 20 years of me doing radio. But clearly in the last 10 years, this is something that's coming on that the state's going to benefit from this. There's no doubt about that.
Well, they will, and they are. And the reality is this number is not going to get significantly higher. And I think some of the promises made, or maybe the false hopes, were that this was going to be a big boon. And it's really not intended to be that way. It's still a very low margin net game, and Seth, you know, feel free to jump in with maybe some facts and figures you may have, but when you look at it, you know, we thought years ago when we first started looking at this that 25 to 30 million would be where we're at, and quite frankly we kind of hit the mark on the first full year.
Well, gauging it, and let's start with, you know, mobile was a concept. This time last year, you're trying to get mobile right.
Right.
Mobile was a concept, and I was just up with Chris and David up at the Greenmount Bowl and Greenmount Station and what they're doing, and even those guys getting involved, I said to them, did you realize that the bricks and mortar were only going to be 10, 12, 15%? And they're like, well, we didn't then, we do now, you know? And so Seth, speak to that a little bit, because I know you did research on this, and I remember talking to you before we got right here about what was happening in other states and what we could expect here, because you don't want to come here and promise the governor something and then not deliver. You want to be accurate in your predictions, right?
The mobile has been a higher percentage of the market than we thought it was going to be. I think in other states we saw, you know, 85, 90%. We thought that's probably where it's going to settle in, and it's more like 95, 96%.
It's that much
of the market, yeah.
So I'm wrong when I say 10,
yeah,
90, 10.
Yeah, it consistently has been. And you know, it's something that people have really embraced, and we do have 10 retail locations that are open now. But, you know, I wonder about exactly what the reason for that dynamic is. Maybe it's just the traffic in Central Maryland is just that bad. People don't want to have to get up and go somewhere, and they'd love the convenience of being able to do it on their phone.
Well, I think it really speaks to the makeup of the sports wagerer, the personality involved. That first weekend, as you know, was Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
You know, that Wednesday before Thanksgiving we launched, and you know, we knew it was a big sports weekend, a lot of activity, and we thought, oh, this is great. Boy, those numbers seem a little high. It'll come back down. It never came back down. If anything, it probably inched up a little bit. So,
well, the inducements on mobile, yep, yep, to give extra value. I mean, it's like my Dave and Chris said last week. They're like, no. We have a new app. People, everybody will sign up for it because they get extra value, and then they download every app and then decide, all right, this is where I'm going to be a customer. I mean, I've stayed at Marriott's and Holiday Inns and yep, Hyatt's, and you decide where you're going to stay and what business you're going to work with. From your perspective in setting all this stuff up, this is a different Mako for you, right? I mean, 2 years ago, we were plague and trying to get sports wagering installed. Last year, it's mobile. This year, it's, all right, where's the stability in all of this? And to your point, even you're learning the mobile side of this is just enormous. And maybe that's why you were so concerned about getting it open last year, right?
Well, and you look going forward, too. I mean, we pride ourselves on, first off, on the numbers and the contribution every year. We don't take that lightly. We accept the responsibility, and we deliver on it. And our mission statement, quite simply, is to continue to provide games of entertainment, games of chance that are entertaining for a variety of diverse populations, but growing our revenue responsibly and looking at new technologies and making sure our games are relevant in a regional landscape. Because anymore, I mean, yeah, we talk about we don't really compete with other lotteries in the state, and that's true. But when you look at the things we do in a regional market and the ability for people to use mobile devices, whether they're in Pennsylvania, Virginia, D.C., West Virginia, Delaware, I mean, there's a lot going on regionally.
Well, Delaware's right there.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, right. We can see it from here.
Somebody tried to get me to go to, they told me, hey, I got this great place down at the ocean for you to have dinner. I Googled it today. I'm like, It's in Fenwick. It ain't even in Maryland, you know? I mean, but you consider it the same thing, but it is literally that close. I know the mobile side of this last year was about state lines and that if you went from Lone to Koning, north of the border, south, in, you know, in one of those places, that you're making sure that people can't do that. And that's a technology piece that somebody in here had to install too, right?
Right, and the technology is a big part of it. But, you know, Seth can tell you, as we look forward, we're continuing to look at new technologies. We're continuing to look at new markets, ways that we can grow revenues responsibly. And the next evolution for us is going to be continued growth in digital online platforms. And that means extending our reach beyond our traditional lottery and traditional gaming, potentially in the areas.
So I'm gonna be able to play a number on my phone. Come on. I've never thought about this. I have, by the way, it's an all-star team. John Martin and Seth Elkin here. I usually have you separately. This is kind of fun because, like, I've never really thought about that part. My wife brought it up to me because she's a lottery player. She's like, why can't I play Mega Millions? Why do I have to go to Royal Farms? No offense to Royal Farms or Wise, but why do I have to go there and bang on the pleasure machine there and over Costas, you know? Like, little Springsteen reference. Get well soon, Bruce. We want you to get well. But I guess we're getting close to that, right? I can sit here and play, bet on pitches with baseball from here. It's got to be able to get a three-digit number sometime soon, Seth.
Yeah, I think that's, when we talk about evolution, that's the next evolution. Is any business, no matter what you're selling, you've got to be able to reach the people who are buying it where they are. And where they are, obviously, is in the digital space. You know, every business has to figure out how to evolve that way, and the lottery business is no exception to that. So it's going to be eventually where the business is headed, and you know, we're starting to look at how we do that, how we execute that, and how do we implement that.
See, I love that. Mako, I got the next big, the thing last year was mobile. So what does that mean, John? So if Governor Moore says, or the citizens say to you, do you look at, is there another place where this is being done? I think the same question I had for you is, hey, let's see how they're doing it in Massachusetts or what they're doing.
Yep.
Are there states where you can play lottery on your phone?
There are a number of states that have embraced both traditional lottery and traditional casino gaming and moved both of those into iLottery and iGaming and made those available to players on their phone. And that's
only in their state, obviously, right?
Well, it's neither of that is in Maryland, and that's what the next evolution and conversations over the next 12 to 18 to 24 months will have to happen, but you don't have to go too far. Pennsylvania does both iLottery and iGaming. Virginia does iLottery. West Virginia does both. So again, you look
at... What does that mean? iGaming, iLottery? Difference, Seth.
Yeah, it's a distinction, two different things. The iGaming, which is getting a lot of attention, as people know, we've got a study that we're working on that the General Assembly assigned us some homework that we've got to turn in by November. iGaming, when we say iGaming, it refers specifically to casino gaming. So that's online slots and table games. iLottery is
Blackjack Online.
Right, yep. Exactly. The same anything, games that you would play in the casino.
Right. If you can envision going into a casino and playing that game, roulette, blackjack, poker, slots.
Well, let's be honest. Whatever. I mean, I played Blackjack Online when I had AOL 20 years ago for fun in a room, right? You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
Literally, that it was something you could do with your cousin in Arizona and say, let's play a game tonight, right? Talking about taking that technology's been there forever, right?
Well, and it's there today, and you know, Seth can share with you a little bit to the extent that we can. I mean, there are illegal entrants in the marketplace. So if somebody's listening or watching to us, and we hope they're doing both at the same time, but if they're doing that, they may say, "Well, wait a minute, you know, I get these things hitting my phone or hitting my laptop that talk about slots. I can do that today." Well, that's true. In the state of Maryland, there are illegal entrants, because it is not sanctioned in Maryland, that people can participate in these things illegally, and that's what we want to guard against. Same thing when we went into the sports wagering business. There was always a black market for sports wagering. But
named a salad after him. They did.
The ability to legalize it, to put player protections in place, to put a taxable revenue stream for the state. Those are the same things, and people shouldn't be surprised that the evolution from sports wagering to iGaming to potentially iLottery, those things are in the next several years of development.
John Martin is here, Seth Elkin from the Maryland Lottery. We're at Mako in Ocean City doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It is presented by the Maryland Lottery. I have my cool little 25th anniversary cupcake logo now. We're going to be giving these away on the 29th at Pappas in Glen Burnie. County Executive Stuart Pittman is going to be joining us. Calvin Ball is going to be here with us this week. Senator Ben Cardin is going to be here. Attorney General Anthony Brown is going to be stopping by. So we have lots of great guests down here at Mako. We'll get that back out on the road with the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be at Fadley's on the 15th of September as well with the Coppin State President as well as Larry Stewart, the new head coach of the Coppin State Eagles. So Dr. Jenkins is going to join us as well. So for you with – you got stories. You have all sorts of things here. This I want to stick with this eye part, this eye gaming part, just one more minute because we probably won't talk much about it as we get into home run riches and Raven season and the State Fair and all the stuff we'll be doing next week. The iGaming part of this, is that something that needs to go to Annapolis? That you need permission, you need all that, right? You said, oh, yeah. I'm like, because I'm like, hey, maybe you're the lottery. You just do what you want, right?
All of these things have to go through Annapolis. And iGaming, you may remember if you follow the legislature closely, that there was an iGaming bill that was introduced. It didn't proceed. It didn't get out of committee in this past year's session. But so that will have to have enabling legislation. But more importantly, there will have to be a referendum. In much the same way there was a referendum to implement sports wagering, and years prior there was a referendum to approve casino gaming in the state.
This isn't happening anytime real soon.
Well, the soonest you can get a referendum on the ballot would be November of 24 to have the voters approve the idea of implementing iGaming in the state.
So. And then that would be a 25, getting it together, late 25 kind of installation.
It's tough to put a timeline on it. But
we're at least 2 years out on that if it were to happen, right? Yeah.
It would be safe to assume it would follow a similar sports wagering from legislation to market timeline.
All right, well, you're the head honcho. Lobby me on it. Why is it? Obviously, you did talk about the black market, but like, Why is it necessary? And I mean, it keeps you current, right? More than anything else, right?
Well, there are a couple things, and certainly going forward. And again, this is based on what we see in other jurisdictions. Seth and I and a number of other people at the lottery and gaming, both looking at what other people do, what's successful. And, you know, there are no original thoughts anymore in this industry. So you copy what somebody does, and hopefully you improve upon it and make it better. And iGaming in some jurisdictions has been a significant boon to state coffers. It provides a new revenue stream that doesn't exist. It can complement existing brick-and-mortar entities. So it's not a stealing, robbing Peter to pay Paul type of mentality. It must have player protections to guard with responsible gaming practices and problem gambling and making sure that we're cognizant of playing behaviors and we have the tools in place so that people don't get upside down on this.
Still won't replace a scratch-off, though, from a physical, you know what I mean?
Well, that's true. That's right. I mean, it's not going to replace... iGaming is not going to put casinos out of business. You know, they will still exist. Similarly, with iLottery, it's not going to put traditional lottery out of business. There are people who still want the tactical touch and feel experience, whether it's lottery or casino. They want to play craps with people that they can interact with.
But if it's snowing out in their home, and they can play if they want.
If they want.
Okay.
And again, a lot of these people feel, well, they can do it today, and they may be right, but they're not doing it legally. And that's really the second part of it. So the first is revenue generation. The second is the legality, is putting people in line with legal and approved solutions. Again, protects the player, as well as generating the revenue stream, and it also has some guardrails around it.
Yeah. I love having you here, too, because you can now do the whole, like, talk about problem gambling, because we talk a lot about that, especially in the early part of, let's talk about football starting in a couple of weeks, right? Baseball's on every night. We're all baseballed up, as we should be around here. But this is new, and it's worried me, and I've talked about it on the air, and certainly for our listeners and people that I know that have that Fred Flintstone bet thing going on, slow your roll, as they say, right?
One of the things I think is probably useful to think about, too, when you have people engaging these activities in a digital space, there's a way to message to them in a controlled way that you just don't have available to you when they're in a retail space, when you're out at a casino or when you're buying tickets at a retailer, lottery tickets. We can there are ways.
You're the bartender. You could say slow down.
To show somebody, here's how much time you've spent playing. Here's how much money you've spent. So those are tools that will probably, it's hard. We haven't worked out all the details of this. We don't know exactly how all of this will look when it gets implemented, but these are things that are on the table. And these are things that we've seen implemented elsewhere and in other states, and tactics that we think can have an impact and helping people to engage in these things in a responsible way that you have available to you in that digital space, because you can put it on the screen in front of somebody, and you can't do that when somebody's out at a retail environment. So
have we covered all the Mako news? You want to have some fun? We got winners. I know we got things going on. We got home run riches. We got Ravens rolling out. We got State Fair. We get a lot of things. You're giving away a lot of money still.
We always give away. We always have a lot of things.
We're not giving $1 billion. We're only giving like a quarter of a billion right now on the jackpots. We don't talk about jackpots. We're talking about winners. But we've had winners here in the state, and lots of fun stories that come when people do win. You're in the front line for. You changed my life. Let me tell you what I'm going to do with it. Blah, blah, the crying, pictures, come down, get a big check, right?
All of the winner stories available at mdlottery.com, and they are all unique, and they are wonderful stories.
And you get them every day, right? Literally.
Seth comes to me and got another one. and they are, they're truly great stories. And one of my favorites from this last week is we have a relatively new game called Pick 5. You know, we've had Pick 3, Pick 4 for years. Pick 5, no secret. You're waiting for five numbers to come up, and we draw that twice a day. And people, you know, they have their certain numbers. It's their house number. It's their anniversary. It's their whatever, their license plate. Whatever things they have to do to pick their numbers is great. We had a story recently of a man from Accokeek. I love saying Accokeek.
Accokeek. I've never heard. Hold on, I'm going to.
I got to spell it, but do you know where it is?
No, I'm going to find out right now.
I can tell you.
Serious? No. I'm going to. But I've never heard of Accokeek.
I mean, how can your travel?
Accokeek, Maryland.
People in Prince George's County, you're going to be offended.
Hold on. I've been there.
Of course, you've been.
Yeah, it's right down by the MGM. I drove south of there on the way to St. Mary's. I've been through there.
Yeah.
A little cloudy that day, as I remember. But yeah, Accokeek. I have been there. Okay.
Yep. So not only did he have a luck.
By the way, it's right up the street from Po Monkey, and Bensville. And Pomfret and Piscataway. There's a Piscataway, Maryland?
Someone take away his Google Map before he hurts himself.
All right. They got a ROFO down there. It's legit. Go ahead.
But the beauty of it is not only did he have his numbers, he chose to play his numbers on a dollar bet 15 times. So he makes a $15 bet. Don't get ahead of me. His $50,000 winning top prize hits times 15, wins $750,000.
That's a fun story.
But
the fun part's Accokeek, now that I know.
Right.
I've been there, though.
Right.
I have.
Right. So that was a fun one. Another fun one we had was in Rosedale, which is one of the hotbeds. You know where Rosedale is. We're just going to test it now.
So Rosedale, from my bedroom porch on Bank Street, we lived at the top of the hill. Out my bedroom, I could see Rosedale. So, yes, I very, very close to Rosedale. Yes.
A gentleman who won a top prize on our lucky scratch-off ticket of $100,000. You know, I love this. It is a testimonial, unsolicited testimonial. I encourage everyone to play. You can't win if you don't play. I would have added play responsibly to that, but I think the spirit is still implied there, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
63-year-old loves the fish and crab. That's the important part.
That's
Rosedale guy.
Yeah, well, of course. What else do they do
in
Rosedale?
Well,
play lottery, apparently.
Mike Rose from Rosedale. I bet you didn't know that. Lower Rosedale, but Rosedale.
All right.
He's the most famous Rosedale resident.
Yeah,
there you go. All right, got to get that in.
We have a husband and wife team working in Harford County. Apparently, she picks the numbers normally. For whatever reason, she didn't have her numbers today. The husband gives her the numbers for the day. Bam. Winning ticket.
Where was that lottery ticket purchased, John Martin? Where was that?
That was at Royal Farms.
Edgewood Road in Edgewood.
Yes.
I know where that Royal Farms is.
Yes. So there.
Good fried chicken there.
You know, that's a fun story. We have a game called Multi-Match, which is an interesting game. It's our in-state jackpot game. It sometimes doesn't get the attention that Powerball and Mega Millions does because it grows at a much slower pace. But recently we had a Waldorf man. You know where Waldorf is.
I've been to Waldorf,
okay,
yes.
Okay, good, 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 good.
Charles County, or is that Calvert County? Down there somewhere. Yes, go ahead. Yes, one of the... I get those so confused.
I believe it's Charles County.
I've only been to Southern Maryland once in my life, so don't... Don't be mad at me about Accokeek or mad at me about Lexington Park or any of these places down there. I went. It was nice. I went to the, you know, but I don't know one town from the other, but well, I do know Waldorf.
Yes. We do know this gentleman won $840,000 on multi-match.
Nice.
So we have some people that are playing responsibly, winning some prizes, having some great stories. A lot of people that are former state or federal employees, we see a lot of that. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of people, retirees. Maybe it's because youngsters don't play as...
I'm old now for when I retire to hit the lottery. You know what I mean? I won't appreciate it now if it... You know, I don't go to work tomorrow. My life wouldn't be the same. Let me work a little harder, and then I'll hit the lottery. John Martin, Seth Elkham here. Scratch-offs, Ravens, Orioles, sport. I mean, obviously, we can sit here and beat up on Cincinnati all day because I got a Pittsburgh guy and a Cleveland guy here this time of year. But the sports part of this and what your relationship with the Ravens, this is all coming again. We did baseball for 6 months, and we're getting to the end of that, and what a run it's been this year, right? And then you got a 50th anniversary Raven thing going on or no?
First of all, we're not quite done with baseball. We got that last drawing in Home Run Riches where on August 29th, we're going to give away, all of the contestants of the game for September, but then there's a $50,000 prize in that drawing as well. So people still got time to enter.
Barbara Jean's not the only one.
She's not the only one. Right. There's going to be one more $50,000 winner. But the Ravens tickets, the $2 and $5 Ravens tickets launch on the 21st of August, and that's when the second chance contest gets started, and that's huge for us every year. People love that second chance contest. There are many ways to win. There are many different prizes. You can win season tickets. You can win season tickets for next year. You can win season tickets for 20 years, which is the grand prize that everybody wants to play for. So
you guys have second chance on like everything. Yep. Is the Ravens one, that's the most famous one amongst mine. I mean, I know about it. I know about Tickets for Life. You guys have paraded your winners around and they get to go. I mean, the experiential part with the Ravens has color, right? I mean, it's like training camp right now. You know, Odell Beckham's got purple in his hair and people see it. But there's the part of second chance across everything that you were always hitting me about an exotic trip to this or a special experiential thing. But the Ravens one probably speaks. You probably get more participation in that than anything else because it's kind of famous.
I wasn't
even
done listing off all of the things. There's still more experiential. There's a trip to Jacksonville that you could win this year to travel with the team when they go there. There's the on-field pass for cash experience that people can go and play and have a chance to win money at halftime of the game. So there's all kinds of ways to be a part of that. And I think it really does ramp up the excitement level, not only for the start of the season, but our fans, lottery fans, get excited for when those tickets launch. So they want to play, and they want to get a chance to be in those second chance contests.
Well, now that I have you, the All-Star team, together with Seth Elkin and John Martin, I want to say to you, this 50th anniversary thing inspired the logo that's sitting underneath of me right now. Because I started thinking, like, in June, I've done so much with your 50. My 25's coming up, and I'm thinking, should I spike the ball? Should I not? I don't want to do it. Well, here's what I didn't want to do on your behalf is my I didn't want to do it half-butted. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to tippy-toe into 25 years.
You can't do
that. I wanted to have a real strategy. So the strategy is this, and you guys are part of it, sponsor. We're going to be doing the 25 Stories of Glory. Because all you do is these storytelling and all these great things.
Yeah.
We got a story to tell at NST, and I'm going to retell it because Seth was too busy rooting for the Steelers and the Pirates 23 years ago, 22. He didn't know who I was. So we did all of these things from Whiskey Joe's and the Free the Birds and all of the road trips and where we were the night that the Ravens beat the Patriots and where we the march we did in New Orleans. We've had all of these events. I have pictures. I have videos. We did a Nice Guy Awards years ago. We did Ed Block things for years where we had Junior Seau and lots of legendary players, all of our radio. So we've done all these things, and I'm trying to figure out what our top 25 are, and I'm going to release one a week, every week, for 25 weeks beginning Labor Day.
Perfect.
There we
perfect.
Go.
All right? So you inspired me.
Excellent.
That's strategy and leadership.
Excellent.
Did I leave anything out? Are we good?
No, we're good.
No, we're good.
We're good.
We're ready for the crab feast here. We're ready for, you know, the Mako.
We are always ready for a crab feast.
Is all your heavy lifting done now that you've presented all this money you're giving to the state?
Our job is never done here at the Maryland Lottery.
All right. iGaming's next. Now, you got a hot button. Now, you give me something that next 6 months I get to hit you guys about it. Because at some point, well, to wrap
wait
that part
November.
Of it up.
Wait till November. Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't get out of your
that's
skis.
A refrain we're going to be giving a lot, I have a feeling, over the next few months.
But this is going to be something people are going to be talking about in Annapolis.
Yeah.
Next January, February, March.
Yes. It will be a topic.
Will it add revenue or will it change revenue? That's
It is intended to add revenue, but again, we haven't seen anything yet because Annapolis hasn't seen anything yet from the study that's been required. So we're still at least two or three iterations from actually having something to really talk about. But November 15th is the start. The session next season, we'll move it along, and then probably a much better conversation will happen after the session when we'll know if there is a referendum. It will be scheduled. And then we'll be able to really get another level of conversation.
So I had I was at a cocktail party, imagine that, in Mako. And I was with a madam secretary that she ran something I wasn't aware. Communications person was there. One of my listeners is in the draw and said, hey, he's a real journalist. He pisses people off. So I said, we're making news down here. There's a little bit of news in this, in what you're doing here, not just in the money and sports wagering and mobile, but there's some future here. Because I was going to ask you what's next, because it seemed like the 50th, between 50th anniversary, yep. Mobile, sport, all the way we've come in 24 months, I'm like, shh, you towel off and you're done. But you're not done.
Nope. We never rest.
All right. We never stopped talking Baltimore sports. I went with that for 23 and a half years. So, Seth Elkin, John Martin from the Maryland Lottery. We're down here at the Mako. We're eating crab cakes. We're meeting people, making new friends, having lots of folks on. And more than that, as my mom would say, you're making news down here. So we're trying to do that. I'm Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We'll see you out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour Trail. We're in Glen Burnie next week on the 29th with Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman. Back for more from the beach. I'm not sunning myself. This is not sunlight. I promise you. This is Convention Center light. Back for more on Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.